Lord, we thank you and we bless your holy name. Lord, we lift our voice up like a trumpet today. And Father, we just want to say thank you for everything that you're doing in our life, everything that you have already done in our life. And Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for everything that you are about to do in our life. Father, we lift your name up and we give you praise. We give you thanks even on this morning as move forward. Father, we want to say yes to your will, yes to your purpose, yes to your plans. Father, we thank you, Father, and we want to acknowledge, Lord, that the work that you have already started on the inside of us, that, Father God, that you are perfecting everything that concerns us. Father God, we declare and decree that we shall be the head and not the tail. We declare and decree healing and breakthrough in the lives of your people. We declare that miracles began to come forth in the lives of your people. Father, we declare, even as your word has already proclaimed, that by your stripes we have already been healed. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord. You also send your word, let the sick say, I am healed. And Father, those that might be sick, those that might be dis at ease, Father, we thank you and we affirm and we lay claim to your word, Lord. They too are the healed of the Lord. Father, we declare and decree breakthroughs coming about in our finances, breakthrough coming about in our relationships, breakthrough coming about in family matters, breakthrough coming about even in work matters, breakthrough coming about even in legal matters, even in the financial institute. We thank you, Lord, that there shall be breakthroughs. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that breakthroughs are happening all around us in the lives of your people. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that there is a new refreshing that you are pouring out in our lives. We affirm and we lay claim to that, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you, Lord, for that which was impossible is becoming possible for us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that new direction you're bringing about in our lives. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord, that as we rise up, Father, we'll rise up with you, Lord, knowing that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're turning things around, Father. There's a shift that's taking place in the atmosphere on the behalf of our people and your people, Father. And Father, we just bless your name and we give your name thanks for those that are already on this call. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing, and we give your name the praise. Prophetess Bethany, open up the line so we can start praying in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. We praise your name, Father God. We thank you for this midnight fire tonight, Father God. We thank you for just carrying us through this week, Father God, covering us with your precious blood, dear Lord. We thank you for the favor that you had upon us this week, Lord. We thank you for the jobs, dear Lord. We thank you for prosperity, dear Lord. We thank you for the business opportunities that we got transaction this week, dear Lord. We just give you the praise. We give you the honor, dear Lord. And everyone that's on the call, Father God, we continue to just give you the honor and praise, dear Lord. Bless them that's on the call tonight, God. Bless the family members, dear Lord. We just give you the praise, dear Lord. Father, just look upon our children, dear Lord Jesus. Cover them, Father God. They don't know sometimes the things that they do, Father God. But, Father God, you have them in the bosom of your, in your bosom, dear Lord. And, Lord, we just continue to just give you the praise and the honor, dear Lord. Father God, we just thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord, for the stand that they have taken, Father God, for Zoe Ministries, for the Glory Prophetic Ministry, dear Lord. We just give you the praise and the honor for them, dear Lord. And, Father God, I lift my son Daniel up to you, Father, tonight, that he would not lose sight, Father God. He would not lose focus, dear Lord. Continue to give him strength, dear Lord. Continue to bless him with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, dear Lord. And continue to guide his footsteps, dear Lord, that he would not sway his faith, Father God. And, Father, I thank you. I thank you. I give you the praise, dear Lord. I thank you for my brothers and sisters, dear Lord. I thank you for the praise report, Father God, of what happened in court, dear Lord, as we continue to trust you in the process, dear Lord. And, Father, we just give you the praise and the honor. And, Father, don't forget about Prophetess Barbara overseas, dear Lord. Continue to bless her, dear Lord. She is grateful and thankful for all that you have doing in her life, dear Lord. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, we bless you and we honor you. We thank you for the opportunity to pray, to intercede for every partner, for the Archbishop, for our leading lady, and everyone that's under the sound of my voice. And Father, we lift up our partners. We lift up those that are connected to us. And we thank you today that you're continually raising us up with a mighty anointing, with a word in our mouth that speaks life and health and strength and guidance to those in this world, in this sphere of influence. And Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you continue to raise up prophets, that you'll continue to raise up mighty men and women of God that will speak life into dead situations. Father God, that you continue to raise up younger prophets with the word of the Lord in their mouth for their generation. Father, we pray today for a mighty, mighty move of your power by the Holy Spirit throughout the earth. Spirit of God, breathe through us. Use us, O God. And Father, help us to walk in divine love. Father, we thank you that without love, faith doesn't work, Lord God. Faith worketh by love. And we thank you that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. And we thank you for the fear of the Lord. We honor you tonight, Lord God, for the fear of God reigning in our hearts. We thank you that we're people that hear your voice and are willing and obedient to eat the fruit of the land. We're willing and obedient to eat the good of the Lamb of the land because we honor you and we trust you. We thank you for every partner that is coming out of their situation and walking into a new promised land of delight. We thank you that you're causing their feet to skip across the mountains and their souls are being set free and the praises of you, O God, are on their lips. We bless you and we honor you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again for this opportunity to pray with the saints. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And I thank you for this prayer line and for your covering, God, for your hedge of protection around all of us, God. And thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah for their vision. I ask you to bless them in a mighty way and bless their family, God. Keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. And I thank you for all the men on the line, God. Thank you for praying men. You said men must always pray and not faint, and that goes for all of us. But thank you for the men, and thank you for the women. Thank you for the prophets. God, look upon the people who are on the line, who are listening in. God, bless them in a mighty way. Bless them in their going and coming. Bless them in their health. Bless them in their finances. And we just give you glory, honor, and praise. I love you, Lord. And I thank you, God, for the blessing you gave my sister. She was able to sell a house after 3 years, which was a burden for her. Thank you for lifting the burden, God. Thank you for lifting the burdens. You said your yoke is easy and your burdens are light. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for my family. I ask you to bless them, God, and keep them safe. And thank you, God, for your elderly people. I ask you to bless them and deliver them and help them keep them safe, God. And bring no diseases, don't allow any diseases to touch them, no diseases in their aging, God. And thank you for your children. And thank you for your mercy and your goodness to us. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, Father, we give you thanks again and praise. Lord, that we can come unto you, Lord Jesus. We shall come unto you, all that labor and heavy laden, you will give us rest. We thank you, Father, Lord, that we made a rest to the people of God. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, your perfect will being established and Lord, being manifested in the lives of us as your people that night, Father. We thank you for this privilege, this opportunity we can come, Father, in one accord, in agreement, Father, knowing that, Father, there's power in agreement. We give you the glory and the praise for your blood, my God, that through your blood we can come to you, Father, and through the cleansing that we receive, coming out boldly to your throne of grace to obtain help and to find help in the time of need. And if there is a time, Lord, that we need you, Lord, is now more than ever, as we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, exalting the King of Glory and reverencing the King of Glory to come in, Father, even in our situation, in our circumstances, you have caused us to rise above them all in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we lift up even Lord, our spiritual leaders before you, even our Bishop Edwin Jordan and Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, we thank you for the unction, Lord, that you're pouring the oil. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the fuel of your fire, Lord Jesus, that your word will go forth, my God, and Lord, breaking up the fallow ground and drawing souls unto yourself. Father, we thank you for ordering their steps. We thank you for, Lord, the family, my God, that you're touching, even Prophetess and Mother Mary Berrien and Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan. Father, that you are strengthening, my God, that you are uplifting, and that, Lord, you are guiding continually, Lord, even the Jordan family, the Berrien family, Zoe Ministry family, my God, even to the globalization of the prophetic, even the company of prophets. Father, we thank you for your anointing that you're pouring in, Father. New, fresh anointing and a fresh unctionizing, Father, that you're strengthening us with your joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. Thank you for your angels on assignment and your blood that will cover every home and that's applied in every situation, Father, bringing us victory because we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. And we give you the glory, the praise for life, 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 and that more abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we bless you. You're our rock, and we trust you, Lord God. You're our shield. You're our buckler. You're the horn of our salvation, our high tower, our refuge, and our Savior. You save us from the violent man. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration. We thank you, Lord God, for deliverance. And right now, Father God, we empty out the crack houses. We empty out the houses of prostitution. We empty out the mental institutions. And we call from the north and the south and the east and the west to give up, Lord, those that are bound. And we call them free. Lord, we prophesy freedom, healing, and deliverance, Lord God. Fill your houses of worship with those that desire to be restored and delivered, Lord God. Let the house of God be filled with your power to deliver and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare freedom. We decree and declare healing. We decree and declare deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for restoration of the families, restorations in our community, Lord God. Hallelujah. For violence shall no more be heard in our land, wasting nor destruction within our borders. Hallelujah. For thou shalt call our walls salvation and our gates praise. Thank you for victory from all of the power of the enemy. And we lift up our leaders. We lift up our archbishop. We lift up our pastor, Father God, and we decree victory. We decree divine protection. We decree power and favor in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for giving my mother another birthday. We thank you, Lord, for 80 years on this earth. We thank you, Lord God, for longevity. We thank you, Lord God, for being her deliverer and her healer. Thank you for victory, and thank you for breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you again for this opportunity as we come together on the midnight cry, declaring your promises, your faithfulness, Lord, declaring your presence that is with us, Lord God, that is in us. Thank you for victories, Lord God. Thank you in advance for miracles, Lord God, and breakthroughs. Thank you for favor, uncommon favor, Lord God, as we continue to trust in you and look to you for our salvation, O God, for our deliverance, and continue to give us eyes to see and ears to hear what your Spirit is saying, O God, and continue to bring to light whatever issues within us, might be even from our childhood, as Master Prophet has talked about it. At different times, so that may be holding us back, those things that keep us in a cycle of defeat or repeating cycles that prevent breakthrough. Lord God, continue to bring to light the way you have set before us and your plans for us for good and not for evil. Continue to show us the way that you have made, Lord God. And thank you, Lord, even in advance for open doors and even open windows, Lord God, as we have sown our seeds in the good soil of Sowing Ministries, Lord God, and I lift each one up on the line in our families, Lord God, and I agree for Prophetess Barbara Tucker as she travels overseas, that you will, your grace, your mercy, your protection and favor will be upon, not only upon her, but her family members as well, Lord God, and each one of our family members, Lord God. You know all our situations, Lord God. Continue to help us to be salt and light to those around us, O God. Continue to keep us strong, standing firm, on the truth of your word and the promises you have given to us, and even your prophetic word that you have brought forth to us, Lord God, as well, that we will continue to trust in you and look up to you, where our redemption, from whom our redemption draws nigh. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. We give you our honor and praise, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for ordering our step, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for teaching us even how to talk, O God, in your word and in your day and the way that you would have us to, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for teaching us even how to walk, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for helping us and making us to be perfect, whole, and complete and divine, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for all things that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for making a path before us, God. And we thank you, God, that your angels come before us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh God, and I beseech thee, oh God, that your anointing be on us, oh God, each and every day of our lives, oh God. I beseech thee, oh God, that you continue to work through us, in us, and as us, God. Oh God, thank you for letting us be your mouthpiece, oh God. Thank you for your traveling mercies, God. And thank you for protecting our children, God, and covering them with your blood. Thank you for covering us with your blood. Thank you for covering our homes with your blood. Thank you for watching over your people all over the world, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for the people in high places, oh God. Thank you, God, that the president it will be your way, not their way, oh God. Oh God, we want to give you our honor and praise, and thank you, Jesus, oh God. And we want to thank you for our leader, Master Prophet Bernard Jordan, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, God, and all their loved ones, their moms, and all around them, oh God, and their people, their loved ones and children and grandchildren, God, and all of us, God, bless everyone on the line, all of our families, God. Thank you for covering all of us, God, and even those who are not on the line, God, that would be, God, you know who they are, God. Be with them, comforting them, oh, God, and continue to give them your love, God. And we want to thank you, God, for your healing powers, your grace and your mercy, God. Thank you for healing us, oh, God, to the top of our crown, to the bottom of our foot, oh, God. Thank you, God, for just healing us, you know, with each and every one and whoever are going through or what they're going through, God. We want to thank you for healing the sick and shedding, being with them, comforting them, God, comforting people, families, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for destroying our strongholds, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for all that you are doing in our lives, God. And we want to thank you, God, that whoever form against you shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises, whoever form against us shall shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, you shall condemn, O God. And we want to thank you, O God, that when you arise, the enemy scatters, O God. And we want to thank you, God, for all your protection. And also, God, we want to thank you, God, for a peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Prophet Michael Ellis.
Father, Prophet God,
Michael
Ellis. Powerful. Can you hear me?
Can you
be Amen. Father God, in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for your success and prosperity. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this time of gathering of prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for each partner that's on here, Lord God, everybody that's listening. We thank you, Father, for you know each and every person's need. And we know, Father, that you will, Lord God, answer according to your riches in glory. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for even the set man of the house, Lord God, Master Prophet Menard Jordan, and also Pastor Deborah Jordan. God, we thank you for covering them. We thank you, Lord God, for leading them in the way that you would want them to go, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine covering, Lord God. We thank you for the prophets. Lord God, we thank you for what you're carrying us more into the future, even with the prophets, Lord God. Even things that we don't even know of right now, God. But we know, God, you're moving from glory to glory to glory, even with the prophets, Lord God, and with us, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for amazing miracles, Lord God, that are about to happen, even some of us don't know about. Father, we thank you. And those who are in sick, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, you heal them in mind, spirit, and soul, and also in their physical body.